All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
You are now listening to the Coding Behind the Wheel podcast.
Okay, we're live. What's going on? I'm Scott from Koenig, and with me is Nick, also from Koenig. Nick does our social stuff, and he also does a lot of the video editing. Well, all of the video editing. So we were talking about doing this for a little bit, and we've kind of really just started to move in the direction that we were talking about. So we do our podcast, and if you're familiar with that, you've seen them pop up. The one thing about our podcast is we don't talk about wheels at all. Nothing. Nothing.
It's all FD stuff, right? All Formula Drift?
From
what I've edited,
yeah,
it's only been FD.
So you've edited the Formula Drift stuff, but we do a lot of interviews and stories and different things.
I'm laughing so hard right now. I'm just like, I'm picturing myself on camera.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So this is the time that we're going to actually address wheel stuff. We do not talk about wheel things at all in the podcast. And we've had a lot of people say that they'd like to have podcasts more frequently. They've also said things like they'd like to hear wheels, you know, about wheel knowledge and wheel questions. And we get an overwhelming amount of questions. So I think what we're going to do is like once a week, hopefully. Hopefully.
Hopefully. If we fit it in.
Right. On a Wednesday, because I think Wheel Wednesday would be better with a Wheel Wednesday podcast. Plus, I stole it from the rag company, but we'll get into that in a second. And we're going to come to you, and we're going to basically talk about things that are related to wheels, things maybe related to Koenig. So this will be a little bit more directly related to what we do and not necessarily interview style to any one direction. But,
yeah.
You know, we're going to give it a shot. And, you know, if you like it, comment down below. If you're on iTunes, comment somewhere else. Go to Instagram. Go to
find
YouTube.
Find us on YouTube. Shameless plug.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So we'll like flash it in here.
I'll flash it.
So you know, listen. I think the goal here is to do them more frequently and to actually have some conversation that has to do with wheels. And so these will probably be a lot shorter than our other ones, and hopefully we'll be able to deliver on them at least once a week. So that's our goal.
That's the goal.
So the one thing, you know, there's going to be car talk. Right, we're going to talk about car, right? And
you already know what car I'm going to start talking about, but we'll get into that.
Yeah, we'll save you the drama for later until he actually has one. And you know, and I think what we'll do is we'll end each one of these podcasts with some questions from Instagram. And I threw up something on Instagram yesterday, and I basically just said, "Do you have any wheel related questions?" And we got a good number of them, so
nice.
We'll try to knock out a few before we end the podcast today. One of the most common wheel questions I think we get has to do with wheel offsets.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting that you don't know, which you can go look right now, if you head back to our YouTube channel, you'll see a video that we just put up there. I think at this point it will be last week.
Probably.
So if you go to our YouTube channel, there's a video that we kind of did about wheel offsets. It's a little generic in the sense that obviously we can't tell what each person's car will be perfect on in a video. But we tried to answer a lot of questions with wheel offset. We showed you what different offsets look like. We showed you on a car. We showed you how it affects caliper clearance and a bunch of other things. So there'll be a lot of information there. And I think that the video came out pretty good. So
yeah,
I'm excited.
I'm actually really happy with the video.
Yeah.
I was a little skeptical about it at first. I was like, I don't really know how this is going to look. But like, once we put it together, I was like, all right, it looks pretty good. And that's actually the first thing we did so far. That was our first, like, we shot it and put it together and did everything. Like, that was, like, the first of many to come.
So yeah.
I think that's pretty cool, too.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We're trying to put out more content that will be for people that have asked us, I mean, just so many questions. We get a lot of questions, and we try our best to answer every single one of them. And we do our best to answer all the comments that we get, you know, on Instagram and YouTube and Facebook.
Where do you get most of the questions from? Like,
so
is there like a forum on the website?
No. People can email the contact form on the website.
Okay.
And the hardest part we have with that is that, you know, we only have a couple of people that are answering those questions, and we get so many of them. Mm-hmm. So we go through and we answer just as many as we possibly can. But on, you know, between DMs on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube and, you know, the comments, you know, we do our best to answer as many as possible. So
they just kind of come in like from everywhere and then.
Yeah, it kind of feels like we're getting eaten alive a little bit. Yeah. But if you messaged us, if you've sent a comment in, you probably know that you've most likely gotten a reply. And this is where everybody's going to reply and said that no one answered them or something. So, but we
promise there will be replies for all of them.
Right.
Maybe not in wherever you posted your comment, but we'll make a video about it.
We'll make a video about it. So we're trying to put out more video content that's related to a lot of those questions to hopefully help with that. And hopefully along the way, we're going to do some other things. You know, we have some plans to get to some events and meet up with some of our drivers and go through some cars and do some walk-arounds and some things like that. So that would be pretty interesting.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
When we did the wheel offset video, I think I was – you know, I always take wheel offset as being – so basic, right? I think I'm spoiled with the fact that I really know a lot about wheels, and I have for a long time. So I think wheel offset is very primitive. And
well, you know what it is? You're a car enthusiast. So to you, it's, and like you've been a car enthusiast for years, I imagine. And
right.
Like to you, like that's one of the first things you learn as a car enthusiast. It's like one of the most basic things you could do is just you get wheels for your car. Like
yep.
All of my cars, I've never done anything performance-wise. It's you lower it, you put nice wheels on it, you make it look cool, do some body work, whatever, you know. So I feel like to you, yeah, it's like, okay, you know, that's basic. Like, you know, you got to know the right offset so you get the right fitment so it doesn't poke and you don't rub, you don't have to pull your fenders and all that stuff. But, you know, for someone just getting into cars, like especially like the younger crowd, they don't really know much about offset or, you know, what wheels to choose and sizing and all that stuff. So in that sense, I feel like that video is very beneficial, and people can get like a lot of really good information out of that.
Yeah. You know, I think what's interesting is that even if you're a car enthusiast, been doing it for a long time, we get this question a ton. You know, people that have really well-built cars, you know, cars that make 500, 600, 700 horsepower, I mean, really well-built cars. And the questions are all the same, whether you're kind of just getting started. Wheels is one of those things that I think people have a tendency to – They see a picture, they look at the wheel that's on the car, and the first thing that they do is just find out what they're running and buy that.
The specs, yeah. The,
you know
like, the specs for like a completely different car.
Yes.
Like you're driving a Mazda RX-7 and you look at the specs for like a brand new Camaro and you're like, wow, like those look the same. Well, that's
maybe
like over exaggerated, but
maybe
something like that.
But I also think like let's say you have an Evo, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people that would say they look at pictures of other Evos and they'll be like, that's perfect. What do you have there? Or what are you running? Or they'll go to a wheel fitment, you know, what fits thread on a forum.
Yeah.
And they'll grab that information and they'll just go buy that setup. And I think that there's nothing wrong with doing that. I'm not knocking that at all. You know what fits. You know what it looks like. Perfect, right? But what you never gained in that experience was actually understanding what offset was.
And why those wheels fit on that car.
Right.
And like what made it.
Right.
For that car.
And so that's one of the things. You know, we get a ton of questions that are very common to wheel offset. One is like, why is, you know, is the higher the number of the, you know, is the offset, does that make the wheel go in or out on the car? We address that in the video.
Mm-hmm.
We get questions about, you know, what's the right fit for my car? It's a very hard to answer question.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's because there's other factors. We're talking about not just the offset number, but we're also talking about how wide is the wheel?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what size tire are you running? Do you have suspension mods? Like, these are all questions that we get quite a bit. And, you know, if you're a car person that has done some suspension upgrades, some, you know, coilovers where you have adjustable ride height, and, you know, you may have done some other things, then you already know that as soon as you change one factor, it has a degree of effect
on the others. All right. So give me like a brief run through in the beginning or an in-depth run through, whatever kind of run through you want to give me
yeah.
in the beginning. So, all right, let's say I just picked up a car.
Sure.
Whatever car it is.
Yep.
I don't know, 2019 STI.
Got it.
And I'm saying I want to get wheels for it, and I don't know where to start as far as like what can fit on my car.
Right.
And you know, how wide I can go, what offset to choose, you know, and like I have an idea. Let's say, like, let's say, all right, I want to use a Koenig freeform.
Okay.
And I want to put that on. How can I determine, without asking you, how can I know, like, all right, this is what's going to be able to fit on my car? Like, is it based off of like stock specs or like, where do you start? Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's a really good question. I think the first place anybody should always start is the easiest piece, which is the diameter. Like, do you want to fit, you know, do you want a 15 inch wheel, 16 inch wheel, 17 inch wheel? Because let's use the 19 STI for an example. Mm-hmm. It's got a pretty large Brembo brake, and there's going to be a height concern there, right? So you can't go put a seven. In 99% of the chances cases, putting on a 17 inch wheel is out of the question.
17 is aftermarket wheel.
Well, a 17 inch any wheel.
Well, what's the stock wheel?
I believe it's a 19 on that car.
Really?
But
I didn't know they came that big.
They might have packages. So now everybody's going to flame me because we asked that specific question.
Oh, shit.
it might be an 18. But
if you know the answer, put it in the comments below.
But don't worry. We'll be looking it up immediately following this podcast.
We'll put it in the edit.
But
we'll
put it
right here, the proper size.
But I believe like on the like a 17 model, you know, a 15 to 17 STI, 18-inch was what came with the car.
Stock.
So – you know, there's a concern there, you know, about height and drop center of a wheel, and we'll explain all these things, you know, maybe in a later podcast. I'm not going to get too wheel techy, but, you know, the first thing is start with diameter. Start with what you know will be not a height issue, or start with what you want to do. You know, you may have a guy that has an 18 on the car and wants to go to a 20.
Okay.
Right? So get your diameter nailed in, locked in. Now you have your diameter. Now it's time to start with the next piece, which is what kind of width.
Okay.
This is where things start to go a little weird because you have to consider – as soon as you start with width, you either have to consider what tire you have or what tire you're going to go to.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is that let's say we take that STI. Mm-hmm. If you're going to reuse your tire, you have a tire size. Let's say it's a – you know, I don't know the exact – tire side offhand, but let's say it's a 235 shoulder width
that's
tire.
The number
right?
I had in my head, 235.
Yeah, you know, I think it's actually 245. But okay. but let's say it's 245. So okay. We take that 245. Every tire manufacturer has an approved rim width section on their website for each model tire.
Yeah.
So if you have a 245, you want to go find that model tire that you have. Head over to the tire manufacturer's website. Look for the approved rim width. I mean, in most cases, like let's say a 245, you'll have to a 9, 9.5 if you know inch wheel. And so that kind of helps you with that. If you are buying tires from scratch, this is a little bit less relevant because you can just buy the tire that works for the width wheel you want.
Yeah.
But if you're going to keep your tires, you have to immediately decide what fits in this tire the right way.
Okay.
Then so then the idea here is that we're coming up with the width, right? So then you come up with whatever width you're going to run, and then the second part to that is that width. Well, does that width now work on the car?
Okay.
Right. Like I'm not going to take a 12 inch wide wheel, and then put it on an STI. I mean, I'm not.
That would be.
Right now, people are commenting now how. They have a wide body, and so I get that whole thing that it's flexible. But
stock STI.
If there's a stock STI,
and, STI, no flares, no
right. And we're
no
talking very generic,
no wide body.
Very generically we're, right now. Yeah. But
so
you know,
car straight out the dealership. You just got the car. You want to put wheels on?
Kind of right. So a 9.5 inch wide wheel is probably about the most amount of wheel that you can run on an STI without, you know, some really stretched tires, things that are starting to get out of the realm of what fits, right? So basically what we're talking about now is we have the width, we have a diameter. 9.5 inch wide wheel on an STI, going any bit more than that, you start to run into things with scrub radius and you start to run into things with possibly having an issue where even just a hair larger tire, too tall, too wide, now you're going to have rubbing issues. So 9.5, that's kind of where you need to live, and you know, max. So now we have diameter, we have width, and now we're getting into offset, okay. Right? And so the reason we went through that chain of events is diameter, we know what size, width, now we know kind of we have to go with what fits in the car and with what's going to work on the tire that I'm going to run.
Okay. Now before we get into offset,
right.
How do you choose the depth or profile of the tire?
So, all right.
The very basic question is,
yeah. And we get this question a lot too about, you know, what's the right size for my tire size for my car? You shouldn't look to us to come up with the right tire size for your car. And the reason is because there's tire manufacturers that have that information. We're a wheel manufacturer. But the other piece of it is that you always want to pick the tire that has the correct overall rolling diameter for your car. For example, whenever you change the size of your car, the size of
your wheel.
If your car came with a 17 and you go up to an 18, what you're going to be doing is the tire that you're going to put on the 18 is going to be the same actual height as the one that was on the 17.
Okay.
The height of the tire, the overall diameter, has to be very, very close. And you'll have people to argue this, but they're wrong in the sense that if you want it to fit the right way, that's what you have to do.
Okay.
Your speeding, your gearing, your speedometer, your traction control, a lot of vehicle stability systems nowadays, they're all gauged to see, you know, tire circumference based off of, you know, how many revolutions, you know.
Okay, so
basically what happens is you go to a taller wheel, the tire gets shorter,
yes.
but the height is always going
to
be the same.
So like if you go from 17 to an 18,
yes.
And you have like, I don't know, a 245-50, then you should go to a 245-45?
Well, not necessarily.
Or something like that. But
using the numbers, I mean, it's not always the same.
I can cut this up.
No, in theory, what you're doing is you're shortening the profile.
So that way, the overall diameter of the wheel is still the same.
Yeah, and if you're not sure, I mean, the truth is, just quickly, what you can do is you can use a tire calculator. You can Google them. There's plenty of them available.
Okay.
You plug in your original factory OE tire size, and then what you're going to do is you're just going to basically plug in some new tire sizes that are options, and it will usually tell you out. It will tell you the difference in what your speedometer would read. When you're going 65, it's going to read 65.24. You know, all right, okay. No problem. That's not a big deal. But you'll have, you know, if you short the tire, you'll find out that when your speedometer reads 65, you're really going, 62 miles an hour.
Will that also tell you the proper tire size to run? Like if you up your rim?
The tire calculator won't, but what it will do is it will just allow you to find one that's very, very similar or comparable to whatever your OE size was. And that's basically just matching the overall tire rolling diameter.
Gotcha.
You know?
Okay.
So basically you get that knocked out, and now we're moving into offsets, right? Yeah. So to sum up the long speech I just gave, which people are like, fast forward. You start with – the easiest thing to me, in my opinion, is – start with diameter, figure out the width, and now you move on to offset.
Okay.
Right? Once you have what the width is, and once you know roughly what tire size you're going to be running, you can kind of figure out the offset.
Okay.
And this is the part that gets a little tricky, because you're either going to go about it one of two ways. The first way is you're going to ask somebody that's very knowledgeable, or go to a website like, you know, discounttire.com or tires.com, that, you know, you can look and kind of see, oh, when they used an 18 by 9.5 wheel, they're saying to use this size tire for my car.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll also give you kind of what the offsets of other people, all the wheel options are.
Yeah.
And you can kind of say, oh, well, look, you know, they have everything from a 30, you know, 35 to a 40, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll kind of have an acceptable idea there. Or you could measure it. This may get a little technical and over the edge, so I don't expect too many people to measure it.
Actually do it.
But listen, it's the right way. You know, we get the question quite a bit about what do you do when you wide body your car? And what do you do when you change some sort of aspect of the body, or your suspension changes, or, you know, how can I get all the wheel on there?
Yeah.
We have it a lot with the Time Attack guys. We have a lot with the race guys. they're usually pretty knowledgeable, so it's not hard. But basically what they're doing is, I think this is the easiest way, put on a wheel that you know the width and the offset with the correct rolling diameter tire, and you can literally measure from the back edge of the tire to the point in on the suspension where it would be the closest, you know, the soonest to hit. And then you can measure from that outside of the tire out to the point on the fender or the quarter where it would be nearest to hit.
Okay.
And what you'd basically do is if you have extra room there, you know, leave yourself like a few millimeters in each direction for, you know, 5 millimeters for just, you know, to make sure you're not against.
Suspension bounce?
No, you don't have to really worry about it. They're fixed static points, but like, you know, make sure you have enough room in there that you're not up against a strut or a suspension component. And then basically what you can do is you can basically, you know, if it's a 18.5 at a 35 and you have, you know, let's say, 12 millimeters on the outs or, you know, 12.5 good millimeters with a little bit of clearance on the outside and 12.5 millimeters on the inside, well, then you really could go from a 9.5 to a 10.5.
Yeah.
You got an inch on each side. You have an inch total. And so there's a lot of magic, not magic, there's a lot of math that you can do and really come up with. You know, if the wheel moved, if you had to not go into the strut, but you wanted to move the wheel out, you know, you can do all that math and then backtrack it to what that offset should be for that width.
Gotcha.
You know?
Now, to kind of get a little bit off topic.
Sure.
You know, so like when lowering your car, a lot of other factors that I feel like come into play that maybe we can touch upon a little bit is like you need to get a wheel alignment when you lower your car.
You're supposed
to get a wheel alignment when you get a car. Right. I've actually never done that before. Like, I'll just drop the car and then, because like you know, when you only have the one car, it's like every time I like raise it up for the winter, like I have to get another wheel alignment because you know. Yeah. So like, I personally never done it, but you know, I guess what I'm trying to say is like, how does that really kind of affect you know, the size wheel you can run, you know, like when you lower it off a stock camber. Because I've run pretty aggressive offsets. Like, I've run zero offset before. Right. And, you know, with how the car naturally cambers, it fits. I know damn well if I was to straighten that out, I would be rubbing on my fenders all day.
Yeah. Yep.
So, you know, how does that really factor in? Like, how do you know what you can fit also with, like, whether or not you need to roll your fenders or have them pulled or anything like that, you know, because a lot of people, they worry about that, you know, that's a serious thing. Like, oh, look, I don't want to get too wide of a wheel because I don't want to have to roll my fenders because, you know, potentially you can damage the paint. If you go to someone cheap or if you do it the wrong way, you can damage the paint.
And, no, I mean, not potentially. I mean, you could damage the paint.
Well, that's why
you pay those guys all the money because they're really good about heating up your paint. They kind of have a feel for it. I mean, every one of them that I've ever seen or been to has given the disclaimer beforehand, like, hey, by the way, sign this form because there's a good chance that I'm going to blow the paint right off this quarter. And it's going to crack and stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, I would say if you're going to go to that extreme, then get the car lowered to where you want it first.
And then have them rolled or pulled or whatever.
And then do some measuring. Know what you have there, you know? Like, it's hard because rolling a quarter in most cases, it rolls that inner lip up.
It pushes it back. I've seen some people cut it, but that's...
I've seen people, you know, do some really dramatic things. I mean, like, I was in an era where those special cool tools weren't really readily available and...
Just
shove it right in there,
I've been there, but I've never really had to worry about paint before.
Yeah.
Most of the cars I've owned are like paint. Shit boxes. So I was just like, you know what? Screw it. Like, I'm gonna rattle can paint it anyway. So like, I've only had to deal with it once, but even still, I made sure I lowered the car and I got everything on there before I actually did the paint job on the car.
Yeah, no, if that's your choice, I mean...
Well, yeah, I was lucky. Not a lot of people are going to be able to have that opportunity to say, okay, like, I'm just going to respray the whole car afterwards, or maybe they will.
Let's sum this one thing up, which is if you have modifications on your car and you're trying to figure out what wheel fitment is, get the car to the point where that's the ride height you want it, that's... whatever suspension setting you want it, I would like to tell you to make it as safe and correct as possible, but if they're not going to do that anyway, just get the car to where you need it to be, and that point I would measure for the amount of wheel that you have space for. Gives you a good decision whether you have to roll, make body modifications, if it's the right fit, or if you just need to find the right wheel for the car.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. Anyhow, there's a lot. We did go into depth on a lot of the wheel offset things in that wheel offset video. Yeah, so I would say if you have time, man, go check it out. It's pretty good. You know, as good as we can get it.
It was our first run. This is the first project we did together. That's the first everything we worked on together. Like up until that point, it was just like, you know, small ads and editing the previous podcast that you guys had already shot. So
yeah,
I'm pretty happy with it. I'm proud of it. I'm gonna look back on it. We're gonna look back on it maybe like a year from now. That video was so freaking terrible. Like
yeah, but you know what? Listen, I think that there'll be some good information in there, some general offset stuff. And if you have any other questions, just send them in. We'll try to answer them.
Nice. Do you want to answer those questions?
Oh yeah, yeah. So let's. You wanna read some of these?
Yeah, I'll read some of them.
But yeah, they are. Scroll this way. There's a couple in there that I don't think we're gonna get into.
Oh wow. I've actually never used this question feature before on Instagram.
Yeah.
I've never used it. I see all my friends doing it. I respond to a lot of them. I've never. It's my first time playing with it.
All right. So, well,
all right.
Let's give it a shot.
All right. I'm definitely gonna skip this first question.
I understand. I saw it. And listen, if you're missing some of these questions and they're very specific to certain vehicle types and we don't answer them, just DM us and I'll be happy, or, you know, he'll be happy, or one of the tech guys will be happy to answer it and try to see if we have anything for your car.
One of the tech guys will be happy to
Nick will be there and he'll be like, well, listen, just take a baseball bat and just throw it into your quarter.
Just get a baseball bat.
That's no problem.
Yeah. That's how we do things.
Right.
All right. I guess this is a valid question. So what material do you use to make the wheels?
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, all the wheels that we make are aluminum alloy. Overwhelming 99% is aluminum. And there's always an alloy little bit in there. That varies for a lot of technical reasons that don't really matter, but it has everything to do with, you know, making sure it's safe and structural and different things and you know, appropriately to passing tests and stuff like that. So it's aluminum.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So for this next question, there's actually a valid answer to this. Okay. And the response for it, think of like one of the first things you guys had me do for you when I got here.
I don't know, what's the question?
One of the first, story ad, well, not really story ad, we'll call it a story ad that I had to do. How do I get some free wheels?
Yeah, I don't know. Ask for them for Christmas.
Wheel giveaway.
What's that?
The wheel giveaway.
Yeah, so we've done wheel giveaways, and we'll do wheel giveaways again at some point.
Eventually.
And also, I mean, listen, I hate to get down to the sponsorship thing, and you know what? This is a good thing we could talk about on another podcast, right?
Okay. So we won't really address it now.
But listen, if you really do have a car that's legitimately something that you think is a sponsorable car, if you have a program together, if you have some sort of thing, DM us and we'll tell you how to submit a proposal.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. In what ways are lightweight wheels beneficial to performance?
Yeah, you know, this is another one of those questions that I feel is very, like, I would expect a lot of people to know it, but I understand, like, you may not. And so, in its basis, and there's a lot of different reasons, you know, fuel economy, beneficial as far as fuel economy, reducing that rotating mass on a car is really important to, like I said, fuel economy. Lightweight, you're gonna feel the performance gain in it, because that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to put all that power to the ground to turn the wheels, right? So performance, and you know, increase, or you're gonna feel like the car accelerates faster, kind of thing.
Weight reduction,
100%, and you know, a fuel economy, and some other things that are attributed to that general thing. But that's basically where you see the benefits of a lighter wheel.
Okay. All right, so the next question is, how do you provide a high quality wheel at such a competitive price? And the Flowform series was an example. Yeah.
What's interesting is that I swear we didn't pay anybody to ask that question. So this is something that, like, I don't want to go on too long with it, that I actually take pretty personal, and it's because price point does not necessarily indicate quality, right? Yeah. And we have spent decades now doing our best to make wheels and sell enough volume to be able to keep the price point down. And it's something that's very difficult. And when somebody, you know, a lot of times, like, we'll get a DM and people will say, well, can't you just make this 18 by 11 and a half or 18 by 12 or 18 by 13 at, you know, a negative 44 offset? It's like, well, yeah, we can, but we don't make one-off wheels, because one-off wheels would be $2,000 a wheel. And there's companies that do that. And we don't do that. We purposely don't do that. We make wheels that we feel that we can cover good niches with, that we can make sure that we can take care of the car enthusiasts that are out there that are looking for a good wheel. And we do our best to, you know, sell it at a price point that's affordable. We purposely work really hard to make sure that our wheels are like that. And sometimes, you know, we won't make as much profit margin on a wheel to be able to service a community. And I don't know. So that's, I guess what I mean by I take it personal is that it's one of those things that, you know, everybody always thinks the companies are out for blood, and we purposely don't go out for blood. And, you know, I don't know. I hope I answered that question. I'm not sure if I did.
I think so.
It's, you know, keeping it. Listen, we have processes. We sell a lot of wheels, and, you know.
All right. So hold on really quick. And just to address something that you just mentioned. So, you know, making wheels that, you know, will fit, you know, most people it'll work for their cars.
Yeah.
Has there ever been a point where, you know, you've gotten enough requests for like a certain size?
Yes.
That
yes.
You said, all right, now we're going to make this a standard size for the next wheel design or for a current wheel design.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's a couple of good examples that stick out in my head that have been recently. One of them is the Fiesta ST crowd.
Okay.
They, you know, we had a few guys request some wheels about in 4108. It's just a bolt pattern that used to be on Ford Focuses years ago, and then it kind of went away. Now the Fiesta came back with 4108, and we had some guys say, hey, you know, we need some love here. You have nothing flow form for us. So we developed a hypergram in 17.8, 4108, and that seemed to do pretty well. And once we saw that, you know, there was a good market there, a viable market that we can continue to build some product for and justify the costs.
Enough people needed them.
Yeah, I mean, because it takes a lot. People don't realize how much cost it is just to develop one size, one fitment, one offset.
Yeah.
Right? So we did that, and now we've done about three other wheels after that. So, yeah, so that's a good example. We had something come in where some of the Road Race Time Attack guys were looking for, 18 by 11s. We did that this year in the Hypergram, so 18 by 11s at a 15 offset. That's available. So, yeah, if you, you know, we genuinely listen to all that feedback, nice. And we'll do our best to knock those fitments out as they come.
Very cool. All right, let's see.
I looked a few times. I saw there's one about 350.
There's a couple. Yeah, there's a question here about a 350Z. It's a very specific question. He's asking. He wants to get. All right. So he says, I have a 350Z and I'm looking for a set of decagrams.
Right. Remember that.
9.5 and 10.5. What's the perfect offset for it?
Yeah. So this is a tricky one. I'll go quickly on this one.
Okay.
So basically, if you're gonna do a 9.5, 10.5 stagger, I have a 350Z. So I'm pretty well equipped with it. Generally, you know, you're going to find a whole bunch of people that are going to talk about how you can run 10.5 in the front. You don't. So good functional fit. It's not. 9.5 on the front of a 350Z is all the wheel without doing anything crazy. It's all the wheel. So like 9.5 around the 25 offset, 25 offset. Sometimes you can get down to like a 20 offset, but 9.5 at around 25 offset and in the front. And 10.5 around a 25 offset in the rear. We make some 10.5s in positive 18, so ET 18. And so you can get away with them there. Just understand that everything has the same way we talked about before. You put the wider wheel on, go with a little bit lower offset. Make sure you check your suspension settings because it's aggressive.
Yeah.
And you don't want to have any rubbing issues. And make sure that you're not over-tiring the car. Running too large of a tire, too wide of a tire, you could seriously start to have some rubbing issues. So just do your little math. It's plenty of people doing it out there. And you can go find the combination that people are running and see what's up.
Nice. All right. sponsor me.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, so I feel like we did address this already, but we'll go through it again. So if you wanted to get bigger tires for your car, what do you have to take into consideration first?
Yeah, I mean, just the diameter, what fits, you know, make sure you know. I think the easiest way to deal with a lot of these things is just do some homework. I mean, if you have a popular car, unless you have a really unpopular car, most of the time you go to a forum, different things, and you'll start to see what the general consensus is, and then you can at least have a baseline. Yeah. And you can look around, double check their tire math, make sure it's got the good, correct rolling diameter for you, and you're not going to have any issues there. But I think a good place to start is get your baseline there or send us a message, and we'll happy to help you with the wheel, and then you can find the right size tire.
Yeah, I feel like this is a very important question because I see a lot of people do aftermarket wheels, and they'll have ridiculous tire sizes.
Yeah.
Like I've seen some people like be slammed on the floor with like
rubber bands
yeah. on there. And like I actually bought a set of wheels one time with tires with that low of a profile,
and then you couldn't dismount them.
Well, no, not just that, but I was very eager and I wanted to see like how the wheels would look on the car. So I threw them on the car, and we drove from Brooklyn to Splish Splash in Long Island, and the car it was perfectly fine at the ride height with the previous set of wheels I had, but with the new set of wheels I had on there and the really, really low tires, I was banging the frame on every little pebble that like you could possibly imagine. Like it was so bad.
And that's one of those things people don't understand. They short the tire and you literally effectively lower the height of the car by the amount that you short the tire. You have a half inch shorter tire, you know, in rolling diameter, you shorted a quarter of an inch on each side.
And that's why I think it was like it was 15x8 with I think a 40 profile, and I wound up putting a 50 on it. I didn't adjust the ride height.
Like,
at
what
all.
Was it like? What was the? It was like 195 or?
Well, the tires on there were super stretched. I think it was like 185 on a 15. Yeah, really bad. I wound up putting 195 50 in the front and 205 50 in the rear.
Yeah.
And that was really so comfortable. like I could actually drive around places and hit a bump and not have to like scream or like take the hits in my back from.
Yeah, it's hard. I don't want to get into specific tire sizes with things, because you know what the thing is? It's like there's a very black and white what fits the car and what doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that there's a lot of room for interpretation. What people want to do, make the car look better, different rakes and different things, and I don't want to go down that avenue because I don't want anybody to take tire advice from our podcast.
Yeah. we're just discussing wheels.
Right. So as a car person, I don't mind talking about it, but if you're looking for tire advice, please, you know,
look
go
elsewhere.
Go ask the experts that have to do with, you know, each vehicle, right?
Tire. Yeah.
So is that pretty much all the... I mean, I know there's some other ones, but they weren't really like...
They weren't legitimate questions. They were kind of just... Or like very car specific, which you know they can DM us for
100%. Yeah. So, but I think we should wrap it up. Our goal is to keep it short. We probably already
we're probably at like 4 hours now.
4 hours and 24 minutes. So, the goal here is that we're going to come up with some stuff that we'll talk about has related to wheels and different things, and sometimes it'll be just stuff that we got going on within the company and giveaways and. You know, all the fun stuff that we get to do, we'll kind of randomly talk about it here. And if you want to listen, tune in. We're on iTunes, Google Play, that whole thing.
And obviously on YouTube.
And check out that wheel offset video. If you have time, go check out that wheel offset video if you're curious in any way. And if you have a question about it, you know, throw it down below.
Link in description. Or we'll put it at the end.
It's here. So it's here.
I don't know. Which camera? I'm in this camera. I'll put it.
It's somewhere.
Here. Put it here. I'll put some arrows here.
Right, and hopefully we'll be able to bring to you a podcast in some nature every Wednesday. Hopefully it will be in addition to whatever other FD podcasts, you know, because we do Formula Drift versions of the podcast, and we also do interview versions of the podcast and different things. So hopefully on Wheel Wednesday, we can bring you a Wheel Wednesday podcast, which, real quick before we wrap up, I stole from the Rag Company. If you don't know the Rag Company, go check them out. They have a YouTube channel and all that, and they're a bunch of great guys. I mean, the whole company.
This is not sponsored.
No. Nothing from the Rag Company.
You're supposed to say that if it's not sponsored.
It's not sponsored.
We just like them. It's sponsored by Koenig, yeah.
So, but the guys in the Rag Company are cool. They make a lot of they're all detailers, and you know, car detailers, and I had the pleasure of meeting them in the city for dinner a couple weeks ago, and they do a Wash Wednesday podcast.
Let's do
Wash Wednesday video.
Set something up.
Yeah, we should. I mean, their content's awesome.
Nice. Well.
So we're like, you do a good job. I wasn't trying to knock you. So anyhow, so that's where I stole it from. So we're going to do a Wheel Wednesday podcast. They do a Wash Wednesday video, and, you know, hey, listen, I'm sure they won't mind.
I don't think so. We just shouted them out, so I think.
There's 27 people here right now that are. But
right now. Maybe someday somebody will come back or not.
All right. We're just harming ourselves.
Let's
here
wrap it up.
All right. So that's the end of Wheel Wednesday. Thanks for joining us. We hope to see you back here next Wednesday when we'll do this again. If you like what we're doing here, subscribe. Please subscribe. It's cool. We like having the numbers go up.
Click the bell. There's a bell.
Is that what people say when they do this stuff?
Yeah.
Like, share, subscribe, click a bell.
What is it? Thanks for watching. Make sure you like and subscribe. tweet us, DM us, follow us on Instagram.
All right.
Koenig Wheel USA. All
right.
Is it the same across all platforms?
I don't know. That's enough. We're out of here. Peace.